faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart.
I can hear you.
So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. By still waters, and all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Yeah, your grace is enough. Heaven reaches out to us. Your grace is enough for me.
Good morning. I am often caused to pause and think about certain things in Scripture, certain things in songs, and this song has a verse that really is scriptural based when it says, remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Why would God in Scripture, and that does have a scriptural basis, tell us to remind Him of something He would never forget? I think it's because every time we say that, every time we call something to God's attention, if we pause for just a moment, the Spirit whispers back to us, thank you, God, that even though I said it, you would never forget. You would always remember your children. You will always remember your people. You'll always remember your promises. Doesn't the Bible say God is not like man who can lie? His promises are secure. His faithfulness is enduring. So when I sing that, I think, why am I saying that? Well, I'm reminding myself, it's a good thing to remind myself that God never forgets. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your promises. Thank you that you invite us to ask you to do that which you've already done. How marvelous, how wonderful, how unsearchable are your ways and your riches and your love. We thank you for being such a God. You're the one we come to worship today, for you alone are worthy of worship, for there is none like you, O Lord. And we offer our praise, our thanks, our petitions, all that we are in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down, the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down, the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. A little softer now. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. A little louder now. Singing, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not it was for me, He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own Him as my King. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Love is shining in the midst of this darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine. Try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. And mercy, send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me, shine, Lord, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. And mercy, send
Father, thank you for the gift of music. Thank you for voices that can express our praise, our thanks, just our joy through that gift. We give thanks for that especially. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give a little reiteration to the announcement. Some of these have been in here for a couple of weeks, and sometimes familiarity, I won't say it breeds contempt, but it kind of breeds not giving a lot of attention. Don't forget, this can apply to everybody, this Saturday, February 11th, we're going to have a work day from 9:30, we say till noon. Usually everybody's worn out by then, or we've done about all we can do. Prior to that, at 8 o'clock, elders and deacons meet, and we'll have breakfast and a breakfast meeting and try to be through by 9:30 so we can enter into the work as well. So that's this coming Saturday. Also, when I've talked in here several times about maybe finding a place to volunteer and not giving a lot of options, of course, the Christian Life Center always needs volunteers and needs qualified volunteers. Another thing that you might be interested in is that Mercer Transformation, among their ministries, does tutoring in the spring and fall semester with at-risk kids, and they're always looking for adults, and I can put you in touch with a person there. It involves a couple of afternoons a week for about 9 weeks during each semester. And they used to meet at the Harrodsburg Christian Church, but most of you are aware the old Harrodsburg High School building is now headquarters, if you please, for a lot of community ministries, Mercer Transformation being one of those who has a lot of outreaches, as well as some drug support and counseling, Angels Hope, and several other things. So if you have an interest where you could donate a little time on a regular basis, usually for designated times, those are some of the options. So I know that some folks have found their niche, and it sure is a wonderful thing to contribute in that way. I was going to ask this morning on our Right to Life awareness and the bottles of blessing, and is there a time frame that would be a suggested deadline to get all those money's in?
It ends February 19th.
Okay, those of you who have the little baby bottles, fill those up and bring them back no later than the 19th, which is 2 weeks from today. And as I mentioned last year, that campaign in two or three counties raised over $14,000. Our contribution was 700 and something, I believe, from this church. So obviously some folks did more than put nickels and dimes in quarters. They will take checks. They will take folding money. Anything that you can fit in that bottle will be fine. And if you got a bar of gold that won't fit in there, I'm sure they'll take that too. But anyway, what I'm trying to say, they'll take it and they use it wisely, and there's some wonderful stories that come from that work. So thank you, Ann, for being our representative, and we'll all try to get those into you. And if Ann isn't here, I think you can leave it on the table and we'll make sure it gets locked away safely in the office, okay? I think those were all the announcements that I had, so if there's something some of you have to share this morning, please just raise your hand, be recognized, and we'll hear from you. What about the inside of that microphone?
I probably can make myself heard.
We don't want you to strain yourself. We'd like to. It's not your ability to be heard, it's some of our ability to not hear. You know, we've got a lot of folks who express that concern.
This In the Harrisburg Herald, it was reported that Cassie Barker had a vision for housing homeless people. They have a house on Chestnut Street, and it stirred. I don't think it's a place for volunteers, but it occurred to me they're going to need all those things like a shower of that we've been giving to other ministries. So, Terry, if you'll find out what their urgent needs are. This church is awful good with, you know, for soap and towels and stuff. But I so am stirred up by that because it's, it was almost been a one woman's vision that has come to pass.
They do have a board, as you saw. And I'm not sure of the date, but Cassie will be with us twice this year, once to talk about the transitional house. She's scheduled to be with us, and then also about the Christian Life Center. But there are a lot of things evolving with that. It's one of the things I did have in the back of my mind, that people could volunteer, even if not to work there, in coordinating gifts and so forth. So there are lots of opportunities.
There's a meet and greet, I think it's Thursday.
Yeah, it's in the paper, the date of that.
Just to find out more information about what you can do.
Yes. If you check the Harrisburg Herald, there's a good article, and there is a date, and I'm sorry I didn't log that down. A meet and greet to learn about what's going to happen. And the house, I don't know exactly where it's located. Some of you may, but it's on Chestnut Street. So it's in the works. Peggy?
I just wanted to ask for people to be praying this afternoon. Lillianne, is her funeral's this afternoon, so comfort and some peace for that family. And
now this is who that you have mentioned
Maddox,
before?
Hagen Maddox's daughter. She
yes.
passed away, the little girl we were praying for.
Yes. If you remember, two Sundays ago when we had a real prayer time, one of those needs was for Dustin Maddox's sister's little baby, and that baby died in that family. And I understand they really do need a lot of comfort. This has been very traumatic. Thank you, Peggy. Karen Baker asked for prayer today. Amongst all the other things that she's dealt with, she had some bleeding from her ear and went to the doctor, and there was also a blood clot had formed over her eardrum so that she could not hear, and she's going back to the doctor tomorrow. So Karen needs our prayers as well. Dorothy?
I asked for prayer for Donna Notter a couple of weeks ago, and she did have her PET scan, and she is encouraged about the new treatment that they're going to change for her, and she is has a great attitude, is very positive, and she knows that we've been praying for her, and she's and of course we don't know what the outcome will be, so just please let's keep praying.
Amen.
And we'll see, but I just wanted to give you an update.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay.
Also, an update on Sawyer Sherrod, who had been doing really, really well. He did have a little setback. Liver enzymes were elevated this last week. I think they're going back to Cincinnati for a biopsy to see what's going on. And so the family asked that we continue to pray for him. Lois.
Yes, I talked to Betty Kyle and Larry, and they could use lots of prayer too. They're just really unstable right now. Larry looks like he's crying all the time, and eyes red and watery, and she can't even talk about it herself, so he has to be the spokesperson. And so they're quite feeble right now, but knowing that they need the prayers of the saints, and so I just lift them up to and ask that we all pray for them. I'm thinking that I and anyone else wants to, I'm going to go to their house when it's a good time for them. I'll make contacts with them. But I think they would appreciate the laying on of hands and prayer.
All right.
From some prayer warriors.
Right.
So, but anyway, she does start chemo every Monday for 3 weeks. And then they'll give her a break and check to see if anything has happened, but that won't she won't start for, she said, 5 to 10 days. She doesn't know for sure when they're going to start it, but in 5 to 10 days. And so anyway, they're quite torn up.
I don't know if any of the rest of you are like me, but I did not know this, and I thought I heard Lois mention Betty Kyle in prayer one Sunday, and so I assumed, and I was going to ask you about that. Many of you remember Larry and Betty. They were part of the church here for a good long while, still live up in Lawrenceburg, and we want to pray for her. Even those of you who do not know them can join in praying for her. So we have ongoing needs, and we want to be ongoing in our prayers for God's blessing, God's healing, God's purposes to be fulfilled, God's goodness to be displayed in the lives of all these people. And we'll join in prayer in just a moment. We do have a few birthdays, I think, this week. Oh, that's right. Threw me for a loop. Tilly Dedman is married, and she's no longer Tilly Dedman. She's Tilly Kaufman. I did her wedding. I should have remembered. Oh, no. How did we misspell that? Oh, that is her last name. Happy birthday. And Thursday the 9th, Patty Lowe. And Friday the 10th, Lois Watts. Happy birthday. And then Friday the 10th, happy anniversary, David and Lois Ransdell. And they must have known that we were going to do that, and they're not here today. So I'm always suspicious of folks who fear that their name's going to be displayed somewhere. And if you notice in the bulletin, we have a happy belated birthday to John Choppa. And John's not here today, so happy belated birthday. We think it was a computer glitch that left John out. We're absolutely sure. Talitha and I checked, double-checked, and did everything we could, and something moved. So happy birthday, happy anniversary. Now, just to be on the cautious side, is there anybody here who's having a birthday or an anniversary this coming week, today through Saturday, who will admit it? Okay. Happy birthday to all those folks. And then our Bible study questions from Galatians. Okay, that's all right. We'll do them. That we can live without doing those. So we'll have to figure out how to communicate that a little better. All right. I see announcements. We've covered several birthdays. Prayer time. You heard plenty of things to pray about. And there's always plenty to give thanks for as well. And we want to go before the Lord. And the things that are on your heart to lift up before the Lord, please do that at this time. Amen. Amen. Ask the worship team to come, and our children will be going to their classes at this time, and we will spend a little more time worshiping the Lord in songs and hymns of praise to Him.
Stand with me as we sing.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Faultless to stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship Your holy name.
day when my strength is failing. The intro's near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and forever, Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Like now.